If you would like to open your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. If you wonder why we take time to do offering teachings, it's just that, to teach you how to do what the Word of God says. Because, believe it or not, for those of you that listen to offering teachings and take it in your spirit and actually do that, you're going to find yourself in days ahead going, I'm so glad they taught me that and I'm doing that, because now I'm standing under the provision. Now I'm standing under the favor. When everything falls apart, I'm standing under the favor. I'm in the provision because I learned what the Word of God has done in the time of need, in the time of dread, that, you know, what the things that are going to be coming upon the earth. So let's read the Word of God. 1 Kings 17, 1 through 9 says, Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kerith ravine east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kerith ravine east of Jordan and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And sometime later the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. So Elijah prophesies famine and drought in the land. And God is faithful to the man of God because he's a man of God. He loves God. He puts God first. He's a giver. So God says, Here, go by the brook. You'll have water to drink. And here I'm going to send a bird, a raven. And the raven's going to bring you breakfast. And the raven's going to bring you dinner. He's going to bring you meat. He's going to bring you bread and meat. Now, a raven is a scavenger. It's a filthy scavenger that eats on flesh and is a selfish, you know, creature, normally eats the dead flesh of animals. So God's provision came to the man of God when everybody else was thirsty and everybody else was hungry. The man of God who walked in the ways of God was provided for by God himself through supernatural measures. And every time I read this, I always think about the word of the Lord that came to my husband and I, and it was that the ravens were going to come and feed you. And so whenever I read that, I think about God's promises to us, because truly he has been faithful. And the Lord told me 20 years ago, you will stand before people and you will proclaim my faithfulness. And I stand before you today and I proclaim that God is a faithful God, and truly he provides if we walk in his ways, if we get under his ways and do what the word says. Truly he will come with provision. A lot of people get a religious mindset. They're teaching on money because they want my money. We're teaching on money because when you give your money, you yourself will be blessed and you will be miraculously provided for when the day of trouble comes. And I have a news flash for you. The day of trouble is coming. The day of trouble is here. So you, as the people of God, blessed be the faithful people. Blessed be the faithful, obedient people, because they will find provision. And when they find provision, they will be able to help those that have been walking around in the desert in disobedience, and they will be able to be used to provide provision for others. So it's important to teach on giving. It is an important thing to teach on that. And there's so many in you in this church that have grabbed hold of it, and you walk that way, and God's going to provide for you in your time of need. God is faithful. What's interesting here is, now the brook dried up, the water dried up, so God says, because God's a God of provision, God's not going to let the man of God die, go thirsty, and go hungry. He says, go to Zarephath, and there I'm going to provide a widow for you. Now, this widow was a millionaire. You know, she had lots and lots and lots of money. So that's not true, is it? This, I mean, well, it would make sense. Wouldn't it make sense for God to send the man of God to someone who had lots and lots and lots of money so you could, he could eat and he can be provided for? No. He sends him to a widow woman that's gathering some sticks so she can make, she has a little bit of flour, a little bit of oil so that she could die. Well, we see here what a powerful, powerful thing. Not only is God going to provide for the man of God who obeys, but God is going to provide for you, even if you have a little bit, because that's what gets in people's heads. I just have a little bit. It needs to be for me. That's the natural. No, take that little bit and give it into the work of God and watch and see what God's going to do for you. The word doesn't lie. I'm not telling you some stories. This is the word. The widow woman was provided for abundantly, richly, above anything she could even ask or imagine. She was ready to die with just a little bit in her hand. She gave it, and the flour and the oil, it lasted for who knows how long. God miraculously provided, and he will do the same for you as you step into that place. You just got to get out of the natural into the supernatural, because there's provision in the supernatural. So give with a cheerful heart, knowing that God is a good God and God is a faithful God. He is faithful. When we are faithless, he is still faithful. Can we have some music? So if you need an offering envelope, just raise your hands. Give with a cheerful and glad heart. This is your seed to the Lord. This is an act of worship. This is the greatest act of worship that you could do, because literally you're taking your blood, your sweat, your tears, your time, and you're saying, here's my money, Lord. This is the greatest act of worship, because it's an act of real, live love. It's an action of love. So be happy about it and know that the Lord sees everything that you do, everything that you do, every action of love. It's recorded in heaven by the angels. And you will be rewarded for what you do. If you do just a little bit and get by, you're going to get just a little bit. But oh, if you press out into faith giving, oh, the reward is awesome. Because this life is here and it's gone. It's a vapor. It's here and it's gone. You got one chance.
Jesus, you're the Son. Just